This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. A new study from the University of Manchester warns that climate change is accelerating the global spread of Aspergillus fungi, posing significant health risks worldwide. Researchers project that by 2100, the habitat of Aspergillus fumigatus could expand by 77%, potentially exposing an additional 9 million people in Europe alone. Aspergillus fumigatus is a common airborne fungus that can cause aspergillosis, a potentially fatal lung infection, particularly in individuals with weakened immune systems. The fungus thrives in warmer climates, and rising global temperatures are enabling it to colonize new regions, including parts of North America, Europe, China, and Russia. The study also highlights concerns about antifungal resistance. Certain strains of Aspergillus fumigatus have developed resistance to azoles, the primary class of antifungal medications, complicating treatment efforts. The resistance is exacerbated by the fungus's ability to rapidly mutate, potentially leading to strains that are resistant to all current antifungal drugs. In a groundbreaking advancement for sustainable energy, scientists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory have developed an artificial leaf that mimics natural photosynthesis to convert carbon dioxide into valuable chemicals using sunlight. This innovation combines copper catalysts with perovskite solar cells, enabling the transformation of CO2 into carbon-carbon molecules like ethane and ethylene, which are essential for producing plastics and fuels. The artificial leaf operates by separating reactions within its structure. One chamber facilitates organic oxidation, while the other produces the desired carbon compounds. This design not only captures CO2, but also generates useful chemicals without additional carbon emissions. This development is part of the Liquid Sunlight Alliance, or LSA, a collaborative initiative funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, aiming to harness solar energy for fuel production. The artificial leaf represents a significant step towards carbon-neutral manufacturing and offers a promising solution for reducing greenhouse gas levels. This is Dark Matter News. Japanese company iSpace's second attempt to land a spacecraft on the moon has likely ended in failure. The uncrewed lander named Resilience lost communication approximately 1 minute and 45 seconds before its scheduled touchdown on June 5th at 3:17 p.m. EDT. The mission aimed for a soft landing in the Mare Frigoris region, also known as the Sea of Cold, on the moon's near side. The mission, dubbed Hakuto R Mission 2, follows iSpace's first lunar landing attempt in April 2023, which also ended in failure due to a software error that caused the spacecraft to miscalculate its altitude, leading to a crash. Despite these setbacks, iSpace remains committed to its long-term vision of establishing a sustainable human presence on the moon by the 2040s and developing a cislunar economy connecting Earth and the moon. Resilience was launched on February 15th aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9. The lander carried several payloads, including the European-built rover Tenacious, designed for soil sample collection and water detection, as well as a miniature red house installation by Swedish artist Mikael Ginberg. While the fate of the Resilience remains uncertain, iSpace is already planning future missions. The company aims to launch a larger, more capable lander named Apex 1.0 in 2026 as part of its ongoing efforts. Catch up with Dark Matter News on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page and darkmatternews.com. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.